Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to episode 65.5 of Dead Zone the Podcast. In this episode, we catch up with a special guest. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see past episodes, or youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of this show. And now I'll let Mr. Wintergreen introduce our guest.
And now, the Chop Shop with Community Pat.
Welcome to a special episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. This one's going to be 65.5. And with us today, we have a special guest. I'm Rob.
I'm Jack.
And with us is Community Pat. Say hi, Pat.
How are you guys doing today?
It's good, the good. Chop Shop is back. And
Chop Shop.
But it's been a while. We've had to have you on. We talk all the time. We just never record it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm always around. I'm always around to be available for any podcasts, especially for you guys.
Well, I think.
Other than when you're off gallivanting, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, traveling the world. Oh, my gosh.
But other than traveling to all the different cons, what have you been up to?
Oh, not too much. Just getting, just doing a lot of stuff for The Walking Dead and getting ready for the release of Warpath. So, you know, I'm probably sure you saw the couple blogs me and my Pathfinder John Jack have been doing about creating our firefight forces. So we're doing a little step and how we create our list and painting that up, as you've seen, because, you know, we've done quite a bit of hobby hangouts over the past couple weeks.
Yes.
And of course, you're Marauders, right?
Of course.
Dirty orcs.
You go with what you know.
Yeah. Well, that's you like them. You've always liked them.
Yeah. Orc player, full life. If you could see my hands, it was a 4 and then an L.
Nice. In Firefight, there's actually a Marauder list, or is it still part of the GCPS in that one?
It's still part of the GCPS, but it's two separate lists within the GCPS.
Yeah, so you can run just Marauders.
Or you can run them both, because there's a special rule where orcs can take orders from GCPS leaders, but GCPS will not take orders from orc leaders.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I assume you're not putting any of those humans in your list, right? It's going to be all...
No. I might steal their vehicles, though, because, you know...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It'll be like, you know, I like your car. I'm just going to take it. Thank you.
Then you have to, like, put some fuzzy dice in the mirror and...
Exactly.
Wait, I can't wait till we get those vehicles, the Hornets and the Mules.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for the Mules, actually.
Yeah, they're cool. They're both cool. I do like the Flyers, but I am enjoying the Enforcer ones that we actually did get. So, but yeah, so you're doing that. That's on the – where can you find that one?
The blog, you can go to the Mantic blog and it'll be up there periodically. We're trying to get them out at least every 2 weeks, you know, because we have to get the painting done. Because right now we're in the step by step. This is how we painted up our army to look the way it does, you know. So it's a kind of a hobby. We're in the hobby section of the blog now. We're, you know, for anyone who doesn't paint all that well, little steps on how to spruce up your game, I guess, so to speak.
Cool. We'll have to check that out because I'm sure we need it.
So it's just I tried to do a real basic, so it's easy enough and quick enough for anyone to just jump into it and get it painted up. So it looks nice. It might look, you know, it's not any kind of award winning paint job esque, but it's enough so people go like, oh, that looks pretty good.
That's good enough for tabletop, for a game to not be ashamed of what you put on the table.
Yeah.
Especially for the number of troops in, Firefight's not too many, but once you get up to Warpath, you're going to have to learn how to paint pretty quick, otherwise you're never going to have an army.
Exactly. You got to know where to focus your attentions at.
Yeah, to make it look pop what you can and don't mess with the details.
Exactly.
And Other than that, you've been going to lots of conventions. You were at, what was conventions you were at?
First one was PAX South in San Antonio. And then the week after that was the Las Vegas Open in Las Vegas.
Both pretty long trips from Chicago. Those aren't close.
Yeah, no, they were pretty good flights. And, it was long weeks, you know. It was like, get to San Antonio. We set up PAX. We were by the Skybound booth. It was a good time, you know, considering, it's really a video game convention with some gaming scattered around. We had The Walking Dead and Dungeon Saga over there. And,
believe it or not, gateway stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Dungeon Saga we sold all the Dungeon Saga, and we sold quite a bit of Walking Dead. And for the non-tabletop wargaming guys, there was a pretty good reception for The Walking Dead every time someone came by and tried out the game, you know.
Everybody raves about that game, about how it plays. Like, I never played it, but Jack's still waiting for his free one, by the way. He still hasn't got that. But he refused to contact them, so.
I'm working on it.
And
Rob keeps telling me, just email them. Just email them. I'm like, you know what?
I figured we're close enough now to Adepticon.
Yeah.
I figured you'll just get it at Adepticon. It'll be cheaper and no one will have to pay any tariffs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, bring I suppose so. Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like a real fun game. I know the rules are for the, like, how it works with the sound and all that. That's real interesting. It'd be neat to actually implement that into the Dead Zone, really.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are always innovators, home and house rules, so introduce that.
Yeah, for sure, because that's something.
You'd have to figure that out, because, let's see, when you sneak, it's 4 inches, and when you run, it's 8.
Yeah, you just do squares. It's 1 and 2 squares or something.
Yeah.
Or you can't sprint. If you sprint or if you move normally, you could do it that way, right?
Yeah. Shooting a gun, though, you'd have to figure that out, because that's mayhem in Walking Dead. And that's everything within 10 inches around you.
Well, that'd be fun. You need more zombies in Dead Zone anyways. They're so easy to kill until they group up on you, like at a distance. So it'd be good to implement that kind of stuff.
Well, you'd have to implement a headshot rule like The Walking Dead, because the zombies are really easy to kill in The Walking Dead, but unless you headshot them, they just get knocked over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be so. Because, in Dead Zone, they just die.
Yeah.
They die pretty easily.
So, I mean, I feel it's easy enough to do.
And Pat, you've said that you've played that game just recreationally on your own. You actually enjoy that game, and not even as a part of Mantic itself, just a good old Pat playing a game.
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Walking Dead is fun. Especially when you can, because of the environment. Like, I've been a victim of what I call the drive-by zombieing. When someone runs by you, makes noise, attracts one zombie, and then decides just to shoot the gun.
Bring them all to you.
Mayhem, and then all the zombies are in front of me, and they just kind of... I'm like, oh, great. Thank you.
See, that's the kind of cool stuff that...
I'm now dead.
I know the Beast of War guys, they love Walking Dead. They had a Walking Dead weekend, and they still rant about it all the time, how much they love that game. So I think it's got a lot of traction, which is good.
Yeah, it's really it's a good fun game. I mean, it doesn't have any ties to any Kings of War. It doesn't have any ties to Dreadball or Dead Zone. It's its own game, which I think what makes it really fun.
And it's for a licensed game too. A lot of licensed games aren't very good, so it's nice to see that they actually thought about the rules. It wasn't just, hey, let's just sell minis that look like the people from Walking Dead. You actually got some good rules behind it too, which is important.
Yeah, it's definitely. And then because we have the license for the graphic novels, we're releasing expansions per chapter. So cool. I think we're at the prelude for Woodbury right now.
So you get
no, I think Days Gone By is where we're at now. So we're just now getting to the Atlanta camp.
That's cool. And then you'll find just different things to add as you go, like different situational rules or something?
Yeah, I mean, with each expansion, you get new rules, new scenarios. There'll be new characters released as they come alive. You know, like, I think Morgan, Rick on a horse, and I forget who the third one is now.
Yeah, they were introduced in that graphic novel.
Yeah. This will sound kind of weird, and people will probably hate me for it, but the Morgan expansion or booster is my favorite booster set because you get Morgan, you get his son, and then you get his zombie wife. Ooh. So it's like it's a family unit in a box, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty neat.
But you do get the rifle equipment card, so.
Nice. Yeah, so you got extra cards and stuff, too, which is neat.
Yeah, you get all their equipment and things like that. So it every booster just expands on the game and makes it just that much bigger and that much more fun.
Yeah, that's good. And like you say, they're supporting it, so you get new stuff all the time for it, and that's important. But, yeah, other than that, Kings of War is going like crazy still.
Yeah, and in Texas and everything. So, you know, we had a couple tournaments in Las Vegas Open. Not as big as I wanted them to be, but for the first time I was running a tournament at the Las Vegas Open, which is a miniature con in Las Vegas Open, or in Las Vegas. A lot of tournaments for many systems, you know. Of course, GW and Infinity and all that other stuff. And then we had our Dead Zone tournament, a King's War tournament, and we had a historical tournament over there. So, minimal turnouts, but everyone had a good time, and people got to see that we're going to be having that there. So hopefully, you know, as we go forward with this convention, they'll get bigger and bigger, you know?
Yeah, it's about word of mouth, and plus yeah, there's so many.
The first Clash of Kings at Adepticon was four people.
Yeah.
And, you know, now we're in the 40s, 50s, so.
And you see all those tournaments all over. Everybody else is running all over the states. There's like 40, 50 people in some of those tournaments. There's yeah. Some big Kings of War tournaments out there.
Yeah. Texas is by far, the South is by far leading the charge. And a great kudos to them and everyone running a tournament out there in the Masters and all that stuff. So,
and you did the International Day of, what was it, the...
Oh, International Campaign Day. Yeah, we did that. That was in January, right? January 17th, I think. Yeah, we did that at Grognard Games here in Chicago. That was pretty fun.
All over the world. They did that all the way Australia and
yeah, it started in Australia. I guess Friday. That would have been Friday night our time, and then it just went all the way into Sunday.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you did some live stuff. We saw some live stuff you were doing, and you did some live stuff from Las Vegas too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I live streamed the games. At Grognard's for the International Campaign Day, so people could see what people were playing and just check out the armies like that. And then I did a bunch of at PAX South and LVO. I just did some FaceTime. FaceTime.
Yeah, it's good to see the crowds and stuff. People enjoying Facebook it.
Live stuff. Yeah, you know, I just you know let people know where we're at, and some testimonials, things like that. So,
yep.
And now
behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, it's fun to. Let people see what we're doing.
Yep. Get everybody involved and interested in it. And so the next convention, it's Adepticon, right? Like that's the next one for you?
No, PAX East.
Oh, you have PAX East before then?
Yeah, PAX East and then 2 weeks is Adepticon. So we'll be in Boston.
Oh, it's Boston.
March 10th through the 12th.
Oh, jeez.
We'll be out there. Ronnie will be coming out. So if you are having to be in the Boston area... And you got a ticket to PAX, come on by, say hi to Ronnie, try The Walking Dead, play some Dungeon Saga, see me, and my hair's cut now, so I look much better than I did at PAX South.
Is PAX East a video game convention as well?
Yeah, PAX in general, it's it was the Penny Arcade Expo started as like their answer to E3. And then it's evolved into including gaming. To be an all-around gaming. It's still very video game focused, but there's still a huge board gaming crowd.
And that's the perfect place to introduce people to those kind of games too, where they might not be, you know, already into GW or another one that's not their gateway. Hopefully it'll become Mantic will be their gateway, either Walking Dead or Dungeon Saga or hopefully Star Saga eventually when that comes out.
Yeah. So. I'm anticipating a good warm reception to Walking Dead again.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows the franchise, so that's an easy in, right?
Yeah.
And And I think Dungeon Saga is easy too, because it reminds people of D&D and that kind of, you know, people understand elves, dwarves, and dragons, right? Like, that's something that's easy.
Yeah, you know, that falls into the general, just general fantasy. I mean, if you play video games, if you play, say, World of Warcraft, you're going to know exactly what you're looking at. Oh, that's an orc. Oh, that's an elf.
Yeah. It's not crazy stuff where people are like, what the hell is that? Or,
yeah, that's
it's, what it's an easy in, yeah.
That's a burster, you know, that thing, and it explodes when you hit it.
Well, that's, so. I think with a lot of the Dead Zone models, it'll be the models themselves that would sell it, where you see a stage one, you're like, what the hell is that? I want that, you know, like,
yeah.
Or you see the guys in the armor like I did and was like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's where it sells it more, whereas just the idea of, hey, you're in a dungeon and you're adventuring around and you're fighting things and.
Sure. I mean, if you are long in the tooth like myself, you'll also remember the old HeroQuest game that Milton Bradley put out back in the day and when D&D was at its highest. Would you say it was at its highest then, Jack?
I had a game called Dungeon.
Yeah, Dungeon, I think, was the official D&D
one. That was the TSR one. Yeah, I actually have that still.
I think Jack probably still has it.
I don't know if it was, I think it had been fading at that point, but I remember playing that game quite a bit. And, you know, it has the same allure of role playing without the stigma and without diving right in.
Yeah. And they were smart enough to just make it pawn pieces. They didn't even give you bolded figures.
Yeah. Well, this is just like those classic games back in the day. Cause yeah, there's quite a few different ones like HeroQuest and.
Yeah. Well, HeroQuest was like one of my favorite games. And, you know, of course, I don't know what Milton Brady was. I don't know if it wasn't selling well, but they only made two expansions and then just cut the game.
Yeah. Well, it's probably expensive to make back then, especially with all that stuff. But yeah, it's good to see that kind of stuff coming back. Like you always hear, what was that? Was it HeroQuest? They tried to do that. Redo it, but then it was all legal trouble with it, and it never came out. So this is a perfect spot for Dungeon Saga to fit in.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to PAX again. Hopefully I won't catch the plague.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming on with us. I understand you are under the weather. You were burning the candle at both ends, and you were touching all the surfaces that all the other convention goers were touching, so.
Yeah, it's danger of the craft, I guess. Is that what you want to call it?
Yeah, part of the job.
You should have stopped licking people when we told you, but.
Well, that's true. I should stop greeting people like a Frenchman.
That's right. Yeah, the double kiss. There's a lot of disease out there. But, yeah, so we'll move on to Adepticon, because that is the one we'll be going to. And
yes, so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
That'd be one of the biggest ones of the year. That and Gen Con, I would assume, would be your biggest shows of the year.
Yes, we might. We're looking to maybe get into PAX Unplugged.
Is that like a board game version of it?
Yeah, that's going to be all miniature and board gaming, no video gaming whatsoever.
Oh, that'd be big too. Yeah,
that's in November in Philadelphia, I think. So.
It's a little closer for you, slightly.
I was going to say that might be in your back door, too. You could take a little drive.
Yeah, it's not horribly far from us, that's for sure. And, for the Adepticon, we got lots of stuff going on. What's some of the highlights of the events happening there?
Well, let's see. I guess we'll just talk tournaments for right now. So Thursday is the Kingdoms of War team tournament. I think that was 20-man teams. That's going to be four games, four scenarios, four custom scenarios. I think each person is running 1,000 points. Everyone had a great time with it last year, so we brought it back.
Yeah, that was a highlight last year, wasn't it? The little girl and dad one?
Oh, yeah, Shannon and his daughter.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's turning into quite the Kings of War player, from what I understand, so.
She's going to kick butt again this year?
I will hope so. I mean, I would like to see her come back. You know, I don't know how old she is now. But, you know,
You get nice. She's still into it and not into like boys or something.
Change.
Yeah.
Well, even 2 years ago when we were there at Adepticon, the Kings of War was newer, a year newer and pretty fledgling. But even then, a lot of the people were playing and really, really enjoying it and really getting like, we were hearing a good buzz about it.
Yeah, then it hit huge the year we didn't go. So it's, yeah, I can only imagine what it's like now.
So, you know, it should be fun. You know, hopefully we'll get some good turnouts.
Yep. And is there still spots available for that team tournament?
Yes, there are.
Oh, cool. See, if I didn't have to bring a whole mess of miniatures, I might enter one of those Kings of War. I like Kings of War a lot, but there's just so many miniatures to bring.
Yeah. Well, it's only 1,000 points, so.
Yeah. Well, then you just get big things, I guess. You don't go for the hordes of guys.
No, I just take a couple regiments. I mean, yeah, you and, say, per se, Jack would just kind of figure out what you want to bring and then build an army like that, so.
Yeah. And what else is happening there? We got the regular Clash of Kings, right?
So, yeah, that was Thursday, so we'll just go by day.
Sure.
So Friday, we'll have the Kings of War Historical Tournament. That's for the historical guys. With the release of the historical book, I've been hearing with some peeps that they would like to see a historical tournament. You know, they'd like to bring out their barbarians. They like to bring out their samurai. They like to bring out their Vikings and things like that. Their Roman phalanxes.
That'd be something to see, at least. I would like to see that, just to see all the armies on parade, because that'll be some nice stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few miniatures out there that are really good. So, and that's Friday. I think it's three games. It's a three-game tournament, so it'll go fairly quickly. Then Friday is also a Kings of War campaign. It's called Winner's End. Mike Carter is going to be running that. It'll be just a little, I think it's a three scenario campaign that you play. It's story based. So, if you're not a tournament player and you're looking to play Kings of War, look at the Kings of War campaign. If you're not a competitive player and you're just looking to have fun, well, I guess that's a misnomer. I mean, if you're not a competitive player and you want to play Kings of War and you want to have fun, check out the Kings of War campaign Winner's End.
Once again, that sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a laid-back thing. This one is just we're playing, we're following the story, and then like that, you don't have to worry about points.
Oh, yeah? So you're just kind of like...
Yeah.
Well, what do you bring then? For an army, what would you bring in?
Oh, I have to look at the rules.
Oh, you have the packs all there on the rules packs are all on the Adepticon site, right?
Yeah, all that stuff you can get there. I think... I want to say you said 1,000 points.
Some stuff. That's cool.
Give me a sec. Sorry. I'll clarify for people.
Yeah, we're here to give information, and I think people are patient enough to sit for a second. Maybe there's some millennials now that are kind of, you know, on their phones.
All right. So, yeah, if you're looking to play the King's War campaign, feel free that you will get the Winner's End. You can get that off the the Adepticon website. And it's a 1,000-point army with a 500-point allied army off to the side.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So it's four scenarios to be played throughout the day. And it looks fun.
Yeah, it's
a very laid-back setting, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
That would be up Rob's alley.
It would be, actually. Now I've got to figure out a way to transport a Kings of War army. I don't know if I could.
No, what you do is you
just buy it there.
An army when you're there.
And just glue it together.
Well, you can put them in boxes.
We'll have a bottle of glue and a fistful of money.
Yep. And we'll just sit at the paint and take for, what is it, Reaper usually has their paint and take. Yeah, we'll just like paint miniatures, their own miniatures there. Don't mind us. That's not a Reaper miniature. Don't mind us. Trying to get three colors down on the, on each one. But yeah,
And then Friday we'll also see the Dread Ball tournament. This one also be a little bit laid back because we're in between versions right now. So
yeah, you'll get probably a little less than you would normally, just because people are waiting for the new version to come out.
Yeah, when the new version comes out, we're going to hit this thing full force again.
Yeah, get it back up there.
Yeah.
I wonder if Jeff Burbage will be coming to play in that one.
Actually, he will be because he did win NADC sanctioned tournament, so he is afforded a free spot in the tournament. So.
Oh, that's cool. He travels everywhere, that guy. He's all over the place playing games.
That guy is we call him the Mantic Traveler.
Yeah, he goes to like Texas and places. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We need to go back to Thursday because I forgot to mention the Dead Zone Jet Bike Race.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that'll be, I think it's like an hour or 2 hour long event. There are three heats. You can sign up for as many heats as you want. The top two players of each heat will compete in the final Thursday evening.
So it's a quick game to. Is it just racing, or are you fighting each other too?
There's a little bit of both. It's I think chariot races.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I remember back in the day you were working on that. It comes same idea as that.
Yes,
that's cool.
So there are three heats. You can sign up for each heat as many times. You can sign up for all three heats. Or if you sign up the first heat, you don't make it, you can sign up for the second heat.
Oh, that's a good idea too. Yeah, if you try once, then if you make it, you don't have to play again. Yeah. But if you don't make it, you get another chance.
And if your name happens to be Cole Trickle, you automatically get into the finals.
That's right.
Obscure reference, if anyone got it.
Nope, you have to post below if you get to that reference.
What would someone need to bring if they were going to play in that? A jet bike and
we will have jet bikes available for people.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
But if you still wish to bring your own customized sponsor laden jet bike, feel free. We will not turn those jet bikes away. as a matter of fact, I'm encouraging you to bring your own jet bikes with your own paint schemes, with your own literally put sponsors all over it. I think that would be the greatest looking thing ever.
Can I bring my Blaine on a jet bike?
Yes.
he's got flames all on him. He's ready to race.
But he would not be Blaine. He would just be a regular jet bike.
But in his heart, he would know he's still Blaine.
Exactly. He'd be like Racer X.
That's right.
Only Blaine knows that he's Blaine. Everyone else thinks he's just a normal person.
That's right. But yeah, that'll be fun once again. See, it's all these things. Once we get there, we'll be like, okay, what are we going to play here? We're not going to pre-register. We're just going to jump in on things.
So I'm excited for this jet bike race. I hope people do sign up for it.
Yeah, it sounds fun. And we'll be around. So yeah, we'll see if we're around. We'll have to maybe I'll jump in on a heat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good – just decide, you know what? I have an hour to kill. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right now we're trying not to sign up for anything, but because we want to kind of stay a little fluid and see what we're doing and where we are. We don't want to be, you know, purposely tied down to something. But like I say, we'll jump in on things if there's spots available. So we'll see how it goes.
And let's see. So then we finished Friday, right? Dreadball. Yeah. So then we go to Saturday. Saturday we'll see the Clash of Kings National Championship. Saturday, Sunday, two days. Six games, I think, four on Saturday, two on Sunday. So it's a long day Saturday for those peeps.
Yeah, but if you're kind of people who want to play that, yeah.
Yeah. There was a time when I used to be that guy.
Yeah, you were more of a tournament player?
Well, I enjoyed playing in the tournament. I was never a tournament player because I was never that good.
Yeah, but the idea of playing with a bunch of people all day.
I'm the kind of guy that doesn't care if I lose as long as I learn something.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. And then Saturday will also be the revival of the Dead Zone tournament since version 2 is done now.
Yep. First year for version 2 to be there.
Yep. And that looks to be a pretty good tournament, actually. So
we know quite a few people are in it, so we'll see how it goes. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of recording from Family Gamers, I'm sure, is going to be checking that out. And I'm not sure if Tyler has joined the tournament. I don't know if he's actually jumped in the tournament or not, but he'll be.
He's not going to do it? I thought for sure he was going to.
Yeah, he might be. I have no idea. We haven't really talked to Tyler that much, but we know that Coach and all his cronies are in there. So,
yeah, Coach would not miss the tournament.
No, he was mad last year when there wasn't one. So
he didn't even go.
That's why he didn't go.
No,
that's what he says. We don't know if that's
that's not why.
But yeah, that's for us. That's the main event, and we'll be covering that pretty heavily, I'm sure. And we'll see. Jack's thinking about going in that one. He hasn't decided yet.
Yeah, and I'll have to get off the pot on that quite soon.
Yeah, I mean, you can always buy. I think as long as you have your badge, you can always register for an event at the place.
Yeah, just to get in on if there's spots. Like, I'm sure you're hoping that there won't be any spots. They sell everything out, but.
Oh yeah, I would love for everything to sell out, but. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
And yep. I think that's it for events this year. Oh, Mantic Open Night, of course.
Yes, that was what we're really going for.
Same format as always, Q&A with Ronnie, and then open gaming and hanging out. We'll be running the jet bike race again at a leisurely pace. I have the Nerd Herders from the Nerd Herder podcast. Coming in, they're going to help run some games because they are digging Dead Zone, they are digging Walking Dead, and they are digging Dungeon Saga. So I have three of those guys running each one of those games.
Cool. It'd be neat to meet those guys too.
Yeah, so if you're a big fan of Nerd Herder Podcast, Ian, Dave, and Matt and Andy will be there. Dave will be running The Walking Dead, and Ian will be running some Dead Zone games to play. And Matt will be running some Dungeon Saga. Those guys all respectively latched on those games and are huge fans. So,
yeah, I think that's the time we're probably going to try some Walking Dead, try some other things.
Russ Barnes, by Pathfinder Nebraska, will also be running a Kings of War Siege rules that he's homebrewed. So if you're looking to play a Siege game of Kings of War, that'll be Saturday night. We'll have some armies for you guys to play if you don't have any, but please feel free to bring your own. That way we get more players playing.
That's another thing. It's like there's too much stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, while there's still a lot of things going on, I still want enough ride for everyone to play. And then, of course, there's always just hanging out and having some beers because you'll get your two free gin tickets with your $30 admission. I think last year the most expensive drink, or the minimum, I think the beer is like $6, and then you can get a mixed drink for like 12. So, just two drinks is alone. If you bought the most expensive thing, it would be $24, and then you get a bunch of free stuff.
That's that place. I remember we bought some water at the convention center. It was like $12, so it's not. You're expecting some expensive drink prices there, but.
Yeah,
you get some free drinks at least.
Yeah, your two free drink tickets will cover 75% of your fee. So,
yeah, there you go. Yep, and there's always tons of door prizes and stuff. You guys are always doing stuff, right?
Yeah, we'll be doing door prizes. There's some giveaways. Ronnie will be there again, of course. Hopefully, he won't be singing "Simply Red."
No, I hope he is.
you hope he's singing "Simply Red" again.
That's Rob's jam.
Keep holding on.
Nice. Yes, he had to rush home, so it's good to he'll be able to stay a little longer this time.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had to sit down with Ronnie about his jetting back to England.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it his son's birthday or something the next day when we went?
I think so. I forget. I mean, I tease Ronnie a lot, but he's there for Mantic Open Day, Open Night now. So,
and he's usually in the booth all day too, if he's not busy meeting and greeting other people.
You would hope he was in the booth all day long, but Ronnie gets pulled this way and that. So as he should. I mean, he is the man, and everyone loves him. So,
yep.
So what's not to love? Let's be honest.
He is a energetic guy, that's for sure.
So, we'll be doing a lot of live streaming this year of some Kings of War, some Dead Zones. We'll be doing post-game interviews with some of the winners and some of the players. I have two special guest reporters that will be helping me cover. Nice. You'll find out who those people are come live stream.
Oh.
Secrets. And we're going to force you guys to give us a table so that we can play some Dead Zone, too, and show that off. I'm sure a bunch of us want to get some friendlies in. So
yeah, there's a demo area, so if you guys want to be demoing some Dead Zone to play for fun. And there's an open play table, play area, I think, on the second floor.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll definitely be doing that there. So come challenge either the Family Gamers guys, the Dreadpath Zone guys, or us, and we'll get some games in.
Yeah, and we'll get some live streams in there in the open gaming at night, some stuff. So,
yep, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be crazy. We're excited. We're better planned this year. We're there for a long time, so we'll have a lot of time to enjoy ourselves and get into it.
You got your first year out of the way. You know what to expect now, so it's not overwhelming.
Yep. And last time we were there for, I think, like 2.5 days, if that. This time we're there for like almost a full week, so.
You guys did a crazy drive, and now you guys are doing a somewhat sane train trip.
Yep, we'll sleep on the train, get there, be all refreshed. So hopefully it's all going to work out. We'll see how it goes.
I think it'll be all right. I mean, I've done a train ride before.
And you hooked us up with some nice hotels where they have – what is it? Happy hour and free snacks and stuff. So we're excited about that.
The breakfast thing itself is free at the Embassy Suites, and that's not it's a fairly rich breakfast for free. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a croissant and an apple.
That's
scrambled eggs and all that other stuff, cereal, bacon, biscuits.
Now
as long as they got oatmeal. If they got oatmeal, then I'm set.
There's oatmeal.
Jack is the boringest eater on the planet.
And then there's the morning or the manager happy hour from, like, I think it's 5 to 7.
Oh, yes. We you will not see us between 5 and 7, I think.
But, you can – anyone who's listening, 5 to 7, unless you happen to be staying at the same place we are, you're not going to see us. And I don't care if you're like, hey, you want to play – no.
We have prearranged appointments.
We respectfully decline. You have to get back to the hotel.
Unless you are offering free drinks.
That's right. If you bribe us with free drinks, we will be persuaded.
If you've got a six pack in one hand and a big sandwich in the other, well then, okay. But other than that.
That's the thing. When we're there, you have to hook us up with the best places to eat around there too. Cause last time we hit some places, but we felt that we didn't get the full experience of Chicago food.
We'll definitely get some stuff. We'll definitely get a pizza. I'll get you a pizza for sure this year.
Nice.
Fantastic.
So that's Adeptcon for us. And then, after that, you're off and running to many other events. You got Gen Con, right? That's the next one.
Yeah, I get a little break between Adepticon and Gen Con, so that'll be a nice welcome.
Yeah, it's this time of year. You're just crazy. It's like all of them seem to lined up in the winter.
They all just kind of bam, 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 and then then I get some time off, and then Gen Con.
I'm sure they'll find some other things to fill your time.
Oh yeah, but you know, it's I enjoy going to the cons. I enjoy seeing the peeps.
Yeah. It's this the con crud afterwards that you have an issue with.
Yeah, I gotta figure out something. I
suggest like a full hazmat suit. Pretend you're like a cosplaying.
I gotta engineer some kind of personal energy barrier that repulses germs or some sorts.
Yeah, just like every time someone touches you, you have like some kind of negative ions coming off you, so you like zap people.
Exactly, like maybe based on some kind of Asterion technology.
There you go.
You just slather on the Purell. You just slick with Purell. It looks like you just
like I just came out of the shower. Like I just came out of the shower.
Yeah, you're just like, why? He's very slimy, wasn't he? Yeah, strange.
He looks very glistening. I just worked
out. Ectoplasmic covering over you.
You just spray it like with one of those like spray bottles. You're just like, oh, he's keeping hydrated. No, it's just Purell. Just covered in Purell. Well, there you go. It's been I think that's about it. It's been a good show, Pat.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Thanks for talking about the upcoming Adepticon and PAX. You know, hopefully see people there.
Yep, we definitely hope to see people there.
Yeah. And hopefully, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, maybe, maybe not, maybe, you know, jump in. I was reluctant the first year to go, and it's enjoyable, and you'll know people there. You listening at home, you know us. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. I remember, yeah, just like Jack said, I remember when he was on the fence forever, and then I think Rob and someone else took the choice out of his hands and said, "You're going."
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the key with Jack. You have to tell him he's doing something, then he enjoys it once he does it. So it's all good. But yeah, we're gonna have a good time, and to find us, I'm sure we'll have our Dead Zone sweatshirts on or t-shirts or something, so you can identify us. If not, look for Community Pat, and he'll point us out for you.
There you
look
go.
That's him over there. But yeah, we can't wait, and it's only 37 days or something as of this recording, so it's coming up fast.
Fast,
yeah, faster than I'm. That I'm willing to accept, because I'm still not ready. I got things to do.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have the easy thing of just showing up. You have to set everything up.
No, don't worry about that. You guys are helping me with that.
Conscript.
We're gonna talk about that off air.
Well, with that, we'll come back next time. I think next episode we're gonna have an Adepta prep episode. We'll talk with some other people, have some special guests, and maybe we'll discuss our plans for Adepticon. So please come back next time. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Community Pat.
Thanks for listening, and this has been Dead Zone the Podcast. Bye-bye.
I love you all.
Aw. See, people don't get they don't get the joke about Jack saying what he usually says at the end of the show. I think they actually think you hate them, Jack.
Oh, that's because you put that bleep there, so it sounds like I'm saying something that I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. I left enough in there that you could tell what you're saying.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
So, you're listening to the Dead Zone Podcast, and if you find us funny and you enjoy our sense of humor and you think that you'd like a little more entertainment, please visit us at Vinland Old Time Radio. Found where, Rob?
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com. It's where the funny lives.